Module G. Practice Paper 8. Rania the Queen. Pages 60 and 61. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7.
Queen Rania al-Abdullah of Jordan was born in Kuwait in 1970. She completed her primary and secondary education in Kuwait and received her bachelor's degree in business administration from the American University in Cairo in 1991. Upon graduating, Rania went to Jordan and pursued a career in banking, followed by a brief career in the field of information technology. She married Prince Abdullah bin al-Hussein in 1993 and began channeling her energies into initiatives that aimed to better the lives of Jordanians. It wasn't long before her own life changed radically as well. Only a few days before his death in 1999, Jordan's beloved King Hussein appointed Prince Abdullah, his eldest son, to take his place on the throne. Everyone, including Rania and Abdullah himself, had assumed that Hussein's brother, Prince Hassan, would take the king's place when he died. This last-minute decision, making Abdullah king, came as a huge surprise, yet Rania made the transition from princess to queen with grace, ambition, energy, and intelligence, jumping headlong into a mind-boggling number of activities, all aimed at improving the lives of people in her country and around the world. Her tireless efforts have put her on the Forbes list of 100 most powerful women in the world. Much of Queen Rania's work is focused on women and children and the improvement of the quality of life for the family. Rania believes that women play a vital role in Jordan's development and is firmly convinced that her country's economy will flourish only when they too will be in a position to contribute actively to the country's economy. To this end, she and her husband are striving to improve educational standards and encourage women's participation in Jordanian politics. The results of these efforts are already being seen, with a literacy rate for women that now stands at 86%, with female enrollment at Jordanian universities at its highest level ever, and with a female government minister and women serving as representatives in both houses of parliament. Today, Jordanian women are coming out in record numbers to take advantage of opportunities designed to encourage female entrepreneurs, thanks in part to the Jordan River Foundation established by Queen Rania. The foundation encourages women to become valuable contributors to the Jordanian economy by helping them create additional sources of income to support their families, thereby empowering them to become decision makers within their family unit. In Rania's own words, "Empowering women today is, perhaps, the single greatest legacy we can bestow upon our children. Our daughters, watching in admiration, will be inspired to emulate our initiatives and excel in their chosen fields. Our sons, proud of the positive changes they see, not only in their families but also in society, will recognize the value of empowering women. The best advertisement for empowering women is an empowered woman. Jordan's towns and villages, I am proud to say, boast numerous examples of women who have overcome challenges and redefined what it means to be a woman in Jordan. Talented, resourceful, and hardworking, these women have transformed their lives and those of their families and their communities. As women look around, they see their friends and neighbors standing tall and often decide that it is time to invest in themselves. Success, as you know, breeds success."